The Public Health Education and Health Promotion section would like to welcome you all to this session entitled Health Literacy and Innovative Approaches to Improving Health. We invite you to become more involved in the Public Health Education and Health Promotion section by attending one of our business meetings, stopping by our booth at the exhibit hall, or by emailing a member of the section leadership found on the PHEHP section website link on the APHA website. I am Carmen Milagros Velez Vega, and I will be your moderator for today. I'm from the University of Puerto Rico, the School of Public Health. I chair the Department of Social Sciences and part of the faculty in the new doctoral program in Social Determinants of Health. And it's my pleasure to be here. We will have five presentations of 15 minutes each, and we will leave questions for the end of the session so that all our presenters have enough time to do their presentation. So please save your questions for the end. Our first presentation is Enhancing Health Literacy in Adults with Chronic Disease, a Systems Approach, and it will be given by our first presenter, Anissa Carvajal Diaz. She's Program Manager at the University of North Texas Health Science Center, Texas Prevention Institute. She spent the last 15 years fulfilling a variety of roles in the public health arena, whether wearing the hat of a Spanish-English medical interpreter, health educator, fundraiser, researcher, or program manager, she has always sought the projects that advance health equity. She received her undergraduate training from Rice University in Houston, Texas, her graduate training from the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth, Texas, and is also a certified health education specialist. It's my pleasure to present you with.
Thank you so much for the introduction. Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. As you just heard, I'm Anissa Carvajal Diaz, and I'm really pleased to join you today at APHA to talk about our health literacy work in North Texas. I'll start by letting you know that there are no relationships to disclose, though I will share that our project is funded by the United Way of Tarrant County in North Texas. I'm with the University of North Texas Health Science Center's Center for Community Health in Fort Worth, Texas, and our mission is to partner with communities through research and education to eradicate health disparities, increase capacity for prevention, and create sustainable solutions. So we do grant-funded community-based research, and we can provide products like research briefs and policy analyses, and we can also help interested community partners with survey development, methodology consultations, and with brokering partnerships. So our learning objectives today are threefold. We'll describe the capacity for health literacy within community-based organizations through a systems approach. We'll also talk about how we're evaluating a systems approach to health literacy for adults age 35 and up with chronic disabling conditions. And we'll also discuss a systems approach for enhancing health literacy. Let me start with the definition of a systems approach that we're using in our project. Keep the image of a bridge in mind as I talk with you today, because we're working to enhance connections or bridges between and amongst healthcare providers, public libraries, and existing resources that promote self-management of chronic disabling conditions. Here's another image to reinforce the systems approach. We're doing work, as relates to our project, in public libraries. We're doing work with clinical providers. We're also working with community organizations and their representatives, all to enhance capacity and strengthen and build linkages. So let me tell you a little bit about the project that we're doing with the United Way of Tarrant County. Toward the end of 2012, the United Way approached us about addressing health literacy in the area. And so we decided to do this in a couple of ways. One, by enhancing the current referral system for patients with chronic disease, and also doing this through healthcare systems that refer into United Way of Tarrant County's free community-based programs that combat these conditions. One way. Second way, through training public library staff. So our first year of work was extremely condensed. We did it in about 5 months, and we had three different components, some of which we're still continuing through to next year. But part one involved coordinating with major healthcare systems, and these were 15 to 20 minute conversations that we had with chief medical officers or a designate about the system's approach and our project. We also enhanced community capacity through trainings at public libraries in the area. And then thirdly, we also conducted a day-long health literacy symposium where we had a keynote and we also had panelists that addressed health literacy. But what we're going to focus on today is enhancing community capacity, or the work that we did in the public libraries. So let me talk a little bit about our target audience. Our target audience warrants some attention because we worked with community partners like libraries, nonprofit organizations, advocacy groups, and we worked to enhance their capacity because they can in turn impact adults that have chronic disabling conditions. So let me be clear that we were working with organizational representatives and not directly with a patient population, but that reinforces our stance that a systems approach can be as effective as training or improving an individual's health literacy. So again, we enhanced our community capacity through training local public library staff. We did this because library staff need continuing education credits, and there are relationships that were already established with area libraries in the northeastern portion of our county and in Arlington through the University of North Texas Health Science Center's Lewis Library. There's an outstanding suite of instructor librarians at our Health Science Center library that are seasoned at delivering trainings to other library colleagues and to the public, to providers as well. So there was a very good synergy that was already in place at the Health Science Center to develop this. And you can see our phenomenal outreach librarian, Andy Spencer, here, who conducts our trainings. Here's a map of our community where we're doing our capacity building. The red square encases Tarrant County, and the red dots reflect the library training sites or the addresses of public libraries of library staff that attended our trainings. There's Fort Worth in the center of the square, which is where our Health Science Center is, and that's Dallas over there, 40 miles to the east. So as far as minority groups and underserved populations, we know that in the northeast portion of our county, in the eastern portion of our county, there are high concentrations of minority groups. And research shows that amongst minority groups that health literacy is not what it needs to be. More than half of adults that are age 60 and older also have marginal health literacy skills. So by that logic, we decided to focus and start our work in the areas of the county where we knew these groups were concentrated at greater risk for decreased health literacy. And libraries are trusted spaces for groups in these areas. So by our logic, we are thinking to enhance the capacity of public libraries, we'll be able to have an impact on the health literacy of individuals in the area that are using their library. And I have to say, I'm amazed at some of the questions that our library staff trainees have shared with us that get from patrons. People will walk in, pick up their shirt, and ask, what is this rash? Can you help me figure out what this is? And these are things that can be asked on a daily basis. So we felt that was reason enough to go in and start our trainings. So now that I've told you a little bit about who we are and what we do and why we're doing these library trainings, let me pull back a bit and talk about health literacy. And those of you that have attended sessions already today with health literacy know this definition: the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. And if an individual has low health literacy, there's the opportunity, or I should say, there's the unfortunate situation where you can make more medication or treatment errors. You're less likely to comply with your treatment. The skills that you need to navigate and negotiate the healthcare system are not necessarily there. And these groups are also at higher risk for hospitalization. So what I ask all of you to consider today is if education alone is the answer, and to consider that maybe community may have as much of an impact, if not more impact, on the individuals that have chronic disabling conditions or any other conditions that might compromise their health. So health literacy is impacted by so many different factors: reading skills, communication skills of professionals, perceptions about wellness or illness in your community, or situational factors such as stress level or an unfamiliar environment, just to name a few that are on this list. So let me take a moment to share a scenario with you that illustrates what some of these impacts mean. A Spanish-speaking woman walks into a clinic with sixth grade reading skills, and she walks in because her English-speaking child picked up a bookmark at her local library advertising a free program that can help with diabetes control. So the bilingual staff at the clinic is able to help her with her diabetes, plug her into a program advertised on this bookmark, and also offer her a medical home. So she's received a variety of services at this point. And the bookmark that her child brought her that took her to the clinic has a phone number and a web address on the bookmark. Here's an example of the bookmark that I just mentioned. And this is an item that we developed for our program that also has contact information on it and some information about the free community-based United Way programs that we equip library staff to refer into and that the public can benefit from. So what this can tell you about our trainings, or what I can tell you about our trainings, aside from the fact that we provide material to our librarians, like that bookmark that you just saw, is that our instructor librarian can train staff and attendees on strategies to access, obtain, and understand health information from sources that are accurate, trustworthy, and up to date. She can also share with the attendees how to conduct a health reference interview with a patron. So earlier I had mentioned a patron coming in, picking up their shirt, and asking about the rash that they have on their stomach. We can provide training on the right way to handle a situation like that. And then there's also the opportunity to get education on the free United Way programs that you see here that can help with falls prevention, caregiver support, chronic disease management. So it's a way to plug into community resources that are there that are also in trusted spaces and that can help elevate literacy for the individuals that need these services. So what did we learn? We were in 7 library training sites over our first 6 months of the project. We trained 51 library staff, and we collected 45 evaluations from these participants. And when we collected the evaluations, we were looking at health literacy knowledge. So you can see the questions here, and those that took the surveys were able to answer on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 meaning that the survey respondent was a little bit more familiar with the concept in the question. So the second column, average score before training, third column, average score after training, and then the statistical significance. So you can see library staff are excellent students. They all actually scored pretty well and then improved wonderfully across the training. We also asked about circulation statistics and health-related questions that the patrons were asking the librarians. So you see the library site, the books that were checked out related to health or other relevant texts, questions that were asked, and then the time frame. The reason that we did this, and this is what we do with the Center for Community Health, is to build the capacity of each library where we trained. So we're able to elevate their awareness of the literacy of their patrons, and they in turn can become more health literate as libraries. So we're excited to continue training public library staff in Tarrant County in North Texas. We have 99 more library staff to connect with through the end of project year 2. We'll expand our clinical engagement, and we're going to conduct trainings with the Health Literacy Universal Precautions Toolkit, which is something I'm extremely excited about as a health educator and getting to engage clinical providers in meeting patients at the patient's literacy levels, patients and caregivers. And we'll conduct another health literacy symposium, so if you're in town, please come by. It's going to be free, And we did a great event earlier in June this year. And as always, we're looking for sustainable opportunities that align with our mission and to continue our work in health literacy. I hope that you feel that I've painted a picture of the work we're doing in our public libraries and how community can be part of a systems approach to addressing health literacy, how the onus is not necessarily always on the patient. And to hear more or read more about a systems approach, here are some suggested readings that I'd like to offer you. And I have to take a moment and say that none of this work would be possible without all of the groups and people that you see listed here. All of our wonderful staff at the University of North Texas Health Science Center, Dr. Katie Cardarelli, who's in our audience with the University of Kentucky College of Public Health, and really the originator of this idea. Our library clinical and community partners, United Way of Tarrant County and its Area Agency on Aging, but really it's a community of us that are working to address health literacy together and enhancing and building bridges to do this. So reach out if you have questions. I love talking about our project. I've become extremely passionate about health literacy, and I really thank you for your time today.